Well, here we are again.
好，我们再一次。
Let's go to Lord in prayer.
我们祷告。
Father, I thank you for this day.
天父，为着今天感谢你。
Lord, I thank you that you've helped us.
谢谢你已经帮助了我们。
Lord, we continue to need your strength.
主，我们继续需要你赐的力量。
Without you, we can do nothing.
离开你，我们什么都不能做。
Lord, it's late in the day.
主啊，如今已经不早了。
We need you to give us clarity of mind.
求你给我们清楚的头脑。
And strength.
还有力量。
We are utterly dependent upon the Spirit of God.
我们全然靠主的灵，方能成事。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Now we're going to talk about a wonderful topic.
我们要讲一个美好的题目。
Maybe this is going to sound very unusual.
也许会很不寻常。
You've probably heard teachings on the love of God.
你可能听过有关神的慈爱的教导啊。
But have you ever heard teaching on the hatred of God?
有没有听过神的恨啊、恨恶呢？
But that's what we're going to talk about.
我们要讲的是神的恨。
Why?
为什么神恨?
Because there are scriptures in the Bible that talk about the hatred of God.
因为我们要讲，因为圣经也提到神恨恶。
Now in the Bible, there are certain words that are used.
圣经里头有一些字眼呢。
Hatred.
恨恶。
To detest.
憎恶。
To loathe.
是憎恨。
To abhor.
厌恶。
All those words are used with regard to God.
这些字都用在神的身上。
Now we've already talked about this a bit, but I'm going to summarize again.
我已经讲了一些，我现在在总结。
Some people will say,
有些人会说，
that since God is love, he cannot hate.
既然神是爱，他就不会恨啦。
But that is a false logic.
这是一个错误的逻辑推理。
First of all, because the Bible speaks about the hatred of God.
首先，因为圣经自己在讲神的恨恶。
Secondly, we know that if someone loves that which is good, he will hate that which is evil.
第二，我们知道，如果是一个人会爱一些事，他就会恨另外一些事儿。
And God does love righteousness.
神的确，他喜爱公义。
So he also hates evil.
所以他也恨恶邪恶。
Now there's something else that we're going to learn.
啊，我们还要学到一些事。
People will say God loves the sinner and hates the sin.
有人会说神爱罪人，但是恨恶罪恶。
Now God does love sinners.
没错，神的确爱罪人。
But that statement is very misleading.
但你这样讲就叫人误会。
Because the Bible not only speaks about the love of God towards sinners.
因为圣经不仅讲到他对罪人的爱。
It also speaks about the hatred of God.
也讲到神对罪人的恨恶。
And I'm not trying to be controversial.
我不是故意要挑起争端哦，争端。
I just know that if it's in the Bible, it ought to be taught.
我就知道圣经是这么讲的，就应该我们也要照样教导。
And if I see through church history,
如果我查考教会历史，
that godly men have also taught on the hatred of God.
很多敬虔人都教导了神的恨恶。
Then I see that I'm not alone.
所以我不是唯我独尊，我一个人在教啊，不。
As a matter of fact, we can't really understand the love of God.
事实上，我们除非就不能，你说。
If we don't understand how much he hates evil,
除非我们明白他是如何恨恶罪恶，我们就不能明白神的爱是何等之大。
Now I'm going to make a very hard statement.
我要讲一句很难以接受的话啊。
There is a sense in which the Bible teaches that God hates sinners.
从一个角度，圣经教导神也恨恶恶人、罪人。
And we're going to see that.
我们要看。
But what does that mean?
什么意思呢？神恨恶罪人。
Well, I want us to look at four things to start off.
首先我们要看四件事情。
Hatred means this.
恨恶的意思是
to have an extreme enmity or hostility towards someone.
就是对某人有很大的敌意。
To have a strong aversion to them.
很强烈的反感。
To detest.
讨厌
to loathe
恶心
or to abhor.
或是恨恶、厌恶、厌烦。
Now these are all hard words.
这些都是听起来很刺耳的。
But they are found in the Bible.
那圣经里头都有这些字。
Now secondly.
第二。
And this is very important.
也很重要。
We must understand that God's hatred.
我们必须明白神的恨恶。
Exists in perfect harmony with.His other attributes.
神的恨恶跟他其他所有的特性完全是和谐的。
One of our problems is that we, at least in the West, have a wrong view of love.
其中一个问题啊，就是我们，尤其是在西方的人，对爱有一种误解。
Love has come to mean to tolerate.
爱对我们来说好像就是包容、忍耐。
To accept.Everything someone does.
宽容别人所做的任何事情。
And to not judge it.
不要去论断。
There was a time in our English language.
在我们英文里头啊，曾经有一度呢。
When a person could say.
一个人可以说。
To another person.
跟对另一个人说。
I really do love you.
我爱你。
But I don't agree with what you're doing.
但是我不同意你所做的事。
No one would object to that.
没人会反对这样的话。
Today we would.
那今天我不能接受这样的话。
The person would say.
那个人会说。
If you don't accept what I do.
如果你不接纳我所做的事。
Then you don't love me.
你就不爱我了。
See, our whole idea is love means you're never going to say someone else is wrong.
所以我们的爱对爱的概念就是你不能说别人是错的，你就是爱了。
And in some ways, even people who consider themselves Christians,
甚至有些自称为是基督徒的人
they think that the love of God means
他们认为神的爱就是
that God accepts you as you are.
神就接纳你，照你本相，你就这个样子吗？神接纳你，包容你。
My friend, we need to understand.
亲爱的朋友，我们需要明白一件事。
God does receive sinners.
神的确他接纳罪人，没错。
But he does not accept them as they are.
但是他不照着他们的本相接纳他们。
He commands them to repent.
他吩咐他们要悔改。
To recognize they're completely wrong.
要认识到你完全错了。
And to turn to him.
然后向他回转。
You see, this is very important.
你看到很重要。
Another thing we must understand.
还有一件事情我要明白的。
Is that God's hatred is not a denial of his love.
神的恨恶并不否定他的慈爱。
Psalms 5:5
诗篇五章五节
says that God hates all those who do wrong.
说到神恨恶凡作孽的都是你所恨恶的。
But Matthew 5
好，但是马太福音第五章
44-45 says that God demonstrates his love to the good and the evil.
神向恶人彰显对不起他爱恶人也爱义人
chapter 5 verse 44-45
44-45好，神降雨给义人，这样可以晓得他叫日头造好人也造歹人，降雨给义人也给不义的人。
For example, if I say
例如如果我说
that Psalms 5:5 teaches that God hates the sinner
诗篇五章五节要教导我们神恨恶恶人。
Someone will say
有人会说
But the Bible says God loves the world
但圣经说神爱世人啊。
John 3:16
约翰福音三章十六节。
Yes.
没错，没错。
John 3:16 says God loves the world.
约翰福音三章十六节说神爱世人。
But Psalms 5:5 still says that God hates sinners.
但是诗篇五章五节还说凡作孽的都是你所恨恶的。
We cannot deny one verse because of another verse.
我们不能因着一段经文就否定另一段经文。
We must see how they work together.
我们必须看到这两段经文如何是协调的。
There is a real sense in which God loves the world.
从一个角度，的确神爱世人。
That he gave his only son.
甚至将他独生子赐给他们。
But there is another sense.
但是从另一个角度。
In which the wrath of God is against the world.
神的愤怒在全世界，降在全世界身上。
In God's love, he gave his son.
在神的爱中，他赐下独生子。
In God's love, he waits patiently for the sinner to be saved.
在他的爱中，他忍耐等候罪人悔改得救。
But that does not deny the truth.
但是这不否定另一个事实。
That God's wrath abides on the sinner.
就是神的震怒在罪人身上。藏在他们身上。
And that if the sinner does not repent, he will be condemned.
如果罪人不悔改，他就要受到审判，被定罪。
I want us to teach the love of God.
是我们要教导神的爱。
More than anything.
我非常迫切的要我们教导神的慈爱。
But to do that.
但是要这么做的话。
Without teaching the judgment of God.
如果没有教导神的愤怒审判的话。
Is to be a deceiver.
就是一个撒谎的人了。
Do you know that you can teach the truth and still be a deceiver?
你知道你可以教导真理，同时还教导真理，同时正在撒谎。
You say, well, how?
你说怎么样子？
You only teach part of the truth.
你只教一半的真理。
And you don't teach the other part.
你不教另一半。
But we need both.
我们两者要兼顾。
Okay. Now, another thing I want us to see.
另外一件事情我们要看到的。
Is that although God is merciful toward sinful men,
神对罪有罪的人大有怜悯
there will come a time
时候会到
when his mercy will stop.
当他的怜悯会止住
You see, almost all evangelicals believe this.
你知道，几乎所有的福音派都相信这个
When Jesus comes back,
当耶稣再来的时候
he's going to judge the world.
他会审判全地。
If a person is not saved,
如果一个人没得救的话
there'll be no hope for them after the second coming.
耶稣再来的时候他就没机会再悔改了。
There will be a judgment day.
会有一个审判的大日子。
Men will go to hell.
人就要下地狱了。
And we need to teach that.
我们需要教导这个真理。
Now, let's take a look at Psalms 5.
我们再看看诗篇第五篇。
Look at verses 4 and 5.
看看四到五节。
You are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. No evil dwells with you.
因为你不是喜悦恶事的神，恶人不能与你同居。
God is not wicked.
神不是恶的。
And because of that, he cannot take pleasure in wickedness.
因此，他不喜悦恶事。
Also, no evil can dwell with him.
所以没有恶事能够与他，恶人能够与他同居。
There is no evil in him.
因为在他里面没有恶。
And the wicked cannot be with him.
所以恶人不能与他同居。
Now listen to what it says in verse 5.
再看第五节啊。
The boastful shall not stand before your eyes.
狂傲的人不能站在你眼前。
That means proud men are not going to be with God.
意思骄傲的人不能与神同居啊。
But then it says also,
继续说,
you hate all who do iniquity.
凡作孽的都是你所恨恶的。
Do you see that?
你看到吗?
It doesn't say that he just hates the sin.
他不仅仅说他恨恶罪恶而已。
It says his hatred is against those who do the sin.
而是他恨恶那些作孽的人。
This is very important.
很重要。
We can't deny it.
我们不能否认他。
Now let's go to Psalms 11.
我们再看诗篇十一篇。
Let's look at 4 through 7.
我们读四到六节。
The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord's throne in the heavens. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men.
耶和华在他的圣殿里，耶和华的宝座在天上，他的慧眼察看世人。
God is omniscient.
神是无所不知的。
He sees and knows everything.
他看见所有的事情，所有的人。
His eyelids test the sons of men.
他的眼在查看人心肺腑。
Now, what does that mean?
什么意思？
Your eyes do not test men.
你的眼睛不能够识破人。
Men can hide things from you and from me.
人可以把他的一些隐私向你我隐藏。
But men cannot hide things from the eyes of God.
但是人不能够向神的慧眼隐藏任何事情。
Now in verse 5.
再看第五节。
The Lord tests the righteous and the wicked.
神试验义人也试验恶人。
If a man thinks he's righteous,
如果有人认为他是公义的。
He needs to know that God sees clearer than he does.
他要知道神看得比他更清楚。
And if a man is wicked,
如果人是邪恶的,
God will know it.
神也知道。
That man cannot hide his wickedness from him.
人不能够把他的邪恶向神隐藏。
Now look what it says in 5.
再看第五节啊。
And the one who loves violence, his soul hates.
唯有恶人和喜爱强暴的人，他心里恨恶。
Now this is not teaching that God has a soul.
这不是说神有一个灵魂啊。
It means this.
意思是
God hates him with the very depth of his being.
意思是说神从他心底深处啊恨恶恶人。
It is not a superficial hatred.
这不是一种肤浅的恨吗？
It's deep and it's real.
这是很深刻的恨恶。
Now look at verse 6.
再看第六节。
Upon the wicked he will rain snares, fire and brimstone and burning wind will be the portion of their cup.
他要向恶人密布网罗，有烈火、硫磺、热风做他们杯中的粪。
He's not talking about a light rain.
他不是讲的下毛毛雨啊。
He's talking about an outpour.
他讲到是热风、狂风暴雨。
Like when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
就像神毁灭索多玛、俄摩拉的时候一样。
And then in verse 7.
然后第七节。
For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. The upright will behold his face.
因为耶和华是公义的，他喜爱公义，正直人必得见他的面。
It is a good thing that God loves righteousness.
太好了，神爱喜爱公义啊。
It would be terrifying to have an all-powerful God who was wicked.
如果有一个无所不能的上帝却不是爱公义乃是邪恶的话，那就太吓人了。
So the fact that God loves righteousness is good.
神喜爱公义是一件好事。
But it's also very frightful.
但是也很吓人哦。
Why?
为什么?
Because we're not righteous.
因为我们不义。
So what will happen to us?
我们该怎么办?
Our only hope is Jesus.
我们唯独的指望是在于基督。
Now,
好。
I want us to go to look at a few passages in the scriptures.
我们要看看几段经文啊。
Let's start in Leviticus.
我们从利未记开始。
Chapter 20.
二十章。
Verse 23.
二十三节。
He says, Moreover, you shall not follow the customs of the nations which I will drive out before you.For they did all these things, and therefore I have abhorred them. Leviticus 20, verse 23.
Book, are you sure? Oh, I have Exodus, excuse me.
You do that all the time.
Okay, sorry. 二十三节讲到，我在你面前所逐出的国民，你们不可随从他们的风俗，因为他们行了这一切的事，所以我厌恶他们。
God hated the nations.
神恨恶这些列国。
Because of the things that they practiced.
因为他们所行的这一切事。
Now this is a very important statement.
这是一句很重要的话。
He says, I hated them and I drove them out because they did all these things.
我厌恶他们，所以我把他们驱逐出去，因为他所做的这一切事。
So there again we see the hatred of God.
所以我们再一次看到神的厌恶，神的仇恨。
Now look in Deuteronomy.
再看《生命记》
，Chapter 18，
十八章
，Verse 12，
十二节。
For whoever does these things is detestable to the Lord, and because of these detestable things, the Lord your God will drive them out before you.
凡行这些事的，都为耶和华所憎恶。因为那些国民行这可憎恶的事，所以耶和华你的神将他们从你面前赶出。
Here again, look what we see.
再次，你看到吗
？People were practicing things that were detestable.
人行那些可憎恶的事。
They were detestable to God.
对神来说是可憎恶的。
And because of this, He judged them.
因此，神就审判他们，把他们撵出去。
Chapter 25.
再看二十五章
，Verse 16.
十六节，《生命记》。
It says, for everyone who does these things, everyone who acts unjustly is an abomination to the Lord your God.
因为行非义之事的人都是耶和华所憎恶的。
This is amazing.
叫人惊讶啊。
There it is.
就在这儿。
But people usually do not talk about it.
一般人通常不讲神憎恶、神恨恶。
I know these sound like hard words.
我知道这听起来很逆耳啊。
But these very things are what makes the love of God so amazing.
就因此叫神的慈爱更加的彰显的清楚。
In our sin, we were detestable.
在我们的罪中，的确我们是可憎恶的。
We deserved God's hatred.
我们配得到神的憎恶。
But he loved us.
但他仍然爱我们。
And sent his son to die.
差遣他独生子我们死。
Let's go to Psalms 95.
再看诗篇九十五篇。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Says, For 40 years I loathed that generation and said they are a people who err in their heart and they do not know my ways.
40年之久，我厌烦那世代，说这是心里迷糊的百姓，竟不晓得我的作为啊。
He said he loathed them.
他说我厌烦那个世代的人。
And then in verse 11, he says, in his anger, they did not enter into his rest.
所以我在怒中其实说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
There is a sense in which God loathes the sinner.
所以从一个角度，神厌烦罪人。
He is angry with him.
他向他们发怒。
But still, his love holds out hope.
但是他的爱仍然给他们盼望。
But if that hope is rejected,
但如果人拒绝这个盼望的话，
there's nothing left for the sinner but the wrath of God.
除了神的愤怒，他们就没有别的剩余的，只有愤怒。
Let's go into the New Testament.
我们再看新约。
Go to Titus.
到提多书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Verse
16. 十六节。
It says they profess to know God, but by their deeds they deny Him, being detestable and disobedient and worthless for any good deed.
他们说是认识神，行事却和他相悖，本是可憎恶的，是悖逆的，在各样的善事上是可废弃的。
The word detestable.
看到没有？可憎恶的。
Because of their deeds.
因着他们的行为行事啊。
Now let's finish up in the book of Revelation.
我们最后看启示录。
Chapter 21.
二十一章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
It says, But for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
唯有胆怯的、不幸的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的份就是在烧着的硫磺的火湖里。这是第二次的词。
Now, it talks about the cowardly and unbelieving.
这讲到第八节啊，胆怯的跟不幸的。
They are considered equal with murderers.
他们跟杀人的是等量齐观了。
Idolaters,
还有淫乱的
liars,
还有说谎话的
sorcerers,
还有这行邪术的
You see, unbelief is a terrible sin.
可见不信是一个很大的罪
Because you're saying that God is not trustworthy.
因为你说神不可靠，你不信他，这是大罪。
When you murder a man, you're attacking a man.
当你杀人的时候，你在攻击人呢。
When you do not believe God, you are attacking God.
当你不信神的时候，你不是攻击人，乃是攻击神呐。
You're saying He's not worthy of trust.
你说神不配你的信赖。
So there is a real sense of God's hatred.
所以神的确是恨恶，恨恶一些事。
You cannot think about what Hitler did.
当你想到希特勒所做的事情
，without there being a hatred and a righteous indignation，
你不可能想到的时候，不可能不易怒填膺啊。
If we are sinners and we feel like that，
我们是罪人，我们都会有这种易怒。
How much more a holy God？
何况这位圣洁的上帝
，who is perfect，
他是完美的。
You and I can tolerate sin。
你跟我可以容忍罪、姑息罪恶。
We live in a world of sin.
我们活在一个罪恶的世界里。
But God cannot.
但神不能容忍罪。
But the good news is this.
但是福音就是。
the love of God.
神的爱。
Now, I want to talk about one more thing.
我要再讲一件事情。
And that is the enmity of God.
就是神的敌意。
We always hear about sinful man's unceasing war against God.
我们常常听到罪人啊，跟神不断在打仗。
But we don't hear much about God's war against the wicked.
但是我们很少听到神在向罪人打仗。
The hostility between God and man
神跟人之间的敌意
is not one-sided.
不是单方面的。
It's mutual.
那是双方面的。
Man's only hope
人唯独的盼望和出路
is to surrender now.
是现在就投降。
Before God comes against him in judgment.
免得神再来审判他。
Now, let's go for just a moment to let's go back to Nahum.
那我们再回到拿鸿书。
Look what it says in chapter 1, verse 2.
看第一章第二节怎么说的。
A jealous and avenging God is the Lord.
耶和华是祭邪施暴的神。
The Lord is avenging and wrathful.
耶和华施暴大有愤怒。
The Lord takes vengeance on his adversaries.
向他的敌人施暴，向他的仇敌怀恨。
And he reserves wrath for his enemies.
向他的仇敌怀怒。
Man has declared war on God.
人向神挑战，宣战。
But God has declared war on man.
神也向人宣战了。
And one day he will come against man in the full force of his wrath.
有一天他会带着他的愤怒来向人宣战，攻击人。
So man needs to raise the white flag.
所以人需要举起白旗。
He needs to surrender.
他需要投降。
And he needs to run to the only means of salvation.
他需要逃向唯独得救的途径。
To Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
Now let's look at Isaiah.
我们再看以赛亚。
63:10.
63章第十节。
But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he turned himself to become their enemy. He fought against them.
他们竟悖逆，使主的圣灵忧伤，他就转作他们的仇敌，亲自攻击他们。
There's no way around it.
这没有别的解释了。
This is a biblical truth.
这是圣经的真理吗？
That there is war.
有一场仗。
Between God and man.
人跟神之间的仗。
Man has not only turned himself into God's enemy.
人不仅仅使自己成为他们的仇，成为神的仇敌。
But God has turned himself into man's enemy.
神也转过做人的仇敌。
Now again, someone may say, well, that's an Old Testament truth.
可能有人会说这是旧约的道理嘛。
Well, it's still a truth.
仍然是真理。
But it's also found in Romans.
而且罗马书也同样的教导。
Go to chapter 5.
看看罗马书第五章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
It says, For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既和好，就更要因他的身得救了。
Almost all the serious commentators,
几乎所有的好的解经家
Say that in this text, both ideas are present.
说在这段经文里头，这双方的敌意都存在。
That man has made himself God's enemy.
人成了神的仇敌。
And God is man's enemy.
神也做人的仇敌。
It's not one-sided.
不是单向的。
But it's mutual.
而是双向的，彼此的。
但是 God's love is of such a nature.
神的爱是如此之大。
That he is able to work for the salvation
他愿意拯救
of the men who are objects of his judgment
那些是他愤怒对象他所愤怒的对象他愿意以爱拯救他们
And that is what he has done in Christ
这就是神在基督里所成就的
Now,
好,
to close this teaching,
我们要结束了。
I want to talk about one other thing.
我要再讲一件事。
And that is something that we hear quite often.
我们常常会听到啊。
That because of sin,
因为罪,
fellowship between God and man is broken.
神跟人之间的关系隔绝了，破裂了。
God and man are separated.
神跟人分开了。
And that is true.
没错，这是
Now, I want us to look just for a moment. Let's go back to Habakkuk.
我们再回到哈巴卜书。
Look in chapter 1, verse 13.
第一章十三节。
This is what it says about God.
这神是有关神的。
Your eyes are too pure to approve evil.
你的眼目清洁，不看邪僻。
And you cannot look on wickedness with favor.
你不看奸诈。
This is a great truth.
这是真理啊。
God cannot look upon evil.
神不能够容忍，不能看邪僻，不能看邪恶。
It doesn't mean that God can't look at it.
不是说神不能看啊。
Because he will one day judge it.
因为有一天他要审判邪恶。
But it means he cannot look with favor upon it.
就是说他不能够喜悦地看着这些。
He cannot have fellowship with evil.
他不能够与罪恶相合相通。
Why does man have a problem?
为什么人有问题呢？
It's not just because of who man is.
不仅仅是因为人是什么啊。
It's because of who God is.
那是因为神是什么样的神。
Man is a sinner.
人是罪人。
But he would not have a problem.
那神没问题。
If God was not holy.
如果神不是圣洁的话，那人就不会有问题了。
If God was wicked, man would have no problem.
如果神也是邪恶的人，那罪人也无所谓。
But God is holy.
因为神是圣洁的。
And so we do have a problem.
所以人就有问题了。
Now, let's look at Proverbs.
我们再看看箴言。
Chapter 15.
十五章。
Verse 29.
十五章二十九节。
It's a very simple statement.
一个很简单的一句话啊。
The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous.
耶和华远离恶人，却听义人的祷告。
He's far from the wicked.
他远离恶人。
And if the wicked die,
如果恶人死亡，
they will be throughout eternity far from God.
他们就永远远离神了。
That means they will be outside of his favorable presence.
意思就是他们会永远在神的恩惠的同在之外。
Now let's look in Isaiah 59.
再看看以赛亚书五十九章。
Verse 1 and 2.
一到二节。
Behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor is his ear so dull that it cannot hear.But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear.
耶和华的膀臂并非缩短不能拯救，耳朵并非发沉不能听见，但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
This is the great problem of man.
这就是人的大问题啊。
We are separated from God because of our sin.
我们因着自己的罪与上帝隔绝了。
But when that sin is removed,
但是当那个罪被除掉的时候
through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ,
就是借着基督在十字架的牺牲除掉了
then the problem is removed,
问题就解决了
and the separation is closed.
这个分离就不再分离了
Let's finish in the New Testament.
我们再看看用新约圣经
in the book of Ephesians,
来结束看看以弗所书
Chapter 2,
第二章
verse 12,
第十二节。
Now here Paul's talking specifically about the Gentiles.
这里保罗特别在讲外邦人啊。
But its application is to all of us.
但是应用呢是跟所有的人都有关的。
He says, remember that you were at that time separate from Christ.
那时你们与基督无关啊。
Excluded from the commonwealth of Israel.
在以色列国民以外
You were separated from Christ.
你跟基督隔绝了
You were excluded from the people of God.
在神的国民之外啊，圈外人。
And strangers to the covenants of promise.
在神所应许的诸约上是局外人。
All the things that God had promised you didn't even know about.
神一切的应许你根本就不知道，一无所知。
And he says, having no hope.
而且在世上没有指望。
And without God in the world.
在世上也没有神，也没指望。
And these two things go together.
这两件事情是息息相关的，并行的。
If you are without God, you are without hope.
如果你没有神，你就没有指望。
But now look at 13.
再看十三节啊。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得清净了。
For he himself is our peace.
因为是他使我们和睦。
And so there we have it.
这里我们有了。
The only answer to man's dilemma.
人的大问题、大困难的唯一的答案
is Christ.
就是基督。
But here's what I want you to see.
我要你看到的是。
The gospel is not just for the sinner.
这个福音不仅是为罪人预备的
so that he might be saved.
好叫罪人可以得救而已。
The gospel is also for the believer.
福音也是为信徒预备的。
The more you understand the gospel,
你越明白福音
the more you will grow in Christ.
你就会越在基督里成长。
Now, do you know what some people would say?
你知道有些人会说什么吗？
If I stand up in a church,
如果我在教会里头站起来了
and I say I'm going to teach on the gospel,
我说我要讲福音了，我要教导福音。
Some people would say this.
很多人会说
why?
为什么要教福音呢？
We're believers.
我们已经信了。
We've all heard the gospel.
我们都听过福音了吗？
We understand it.
我们理解福音了吗？
That is ridiculous.
这简直
It's absurd.
它太
listen
过分了嘛？听。
After a million years in eternity,
你知道，在天上，我们过了亿万年之后
，you will still not fully understand the gospel.
你还没有完全明白福音。
It's infinite in its glory.
因为福音的荣耀是无限的。
And most of the people who tell me, "Well, I understand the gospel."
很多人跟我说，我明白福音了，简单的。
I'll start asking them questions about the gospel. 我就开始问他们有关福音的问题了。Not only can they not answer me,
他们不但不能回答我。
They don't even understand the question.
他们连我的问题都不懂了。
Many, many years ago,
很多年前啊。
I thought about what is really important in the Bible.
我在想圣经里头什么最重要呢？
You know, I thought about the second coming.
我想主耶稣的再来啊，也许
It's important.
是很重要啊。
There are many doctrines that are important.
有很多的教义都很重要啊。
Let me put it this way.
我不如这么说。
If it's in the Bible, it's important.
只要在圣经里就是重要的嘛。
But I saw that the gospel was the most important.
但是我看到福音是最重要的关键问题。
And so I've kind of dedicated my life to studying the gospel.
所以我这一辈子就奉献给主，就钻研福音。
Many, many years have passed.
很多年了，已经过了很多年了。
And I've learned a lot.
我学了很多。
But I haven't even begun to climb the foothills that lead to the mountain.
我还没有开始爬那喜马拉雅高山山峰的，在下面的山脚的下面还没开始。
It's so much more glorious than anything we could understand.
福音比我们所了解的更荣耀的多得多得多。
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.